I ain't have to kick that man in his nuts. I chose to kick him in the
baddest tag team on the planet.
How dare you?
Tell me I got the voice of an angel.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Hi guys, welcome to my channel.
It's time for the Great Podcast with your host Randy Howell and Jason Peltz. Absolutely, welcome to the podcast, the Great Podcast. Hi Jason.
Hi Randy.
How's your coffee this morning?
Your pink hair is disrespectful.
Oh well, I'm sorry about that. It's not pink.
Why? It's coffee. It's water with beans in it.
Yeah, it is. It's beans with water ran through it?
Sure.
Okay. But if it's good, good. I'm glad you like it.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to another edition of the Great Podcast. Today is going to be Randy and Jason's top Karen videos.
Or Kyle.
Or Kyle videos, right. Top Karen or Kyle videos. I've gotten into these and I think they're fun. And so we thought, sure. Hey, this would be a cool podcast to do. So without further ado, that's my French because I'm very bilingual. Should we get started? Or do you have anything you want to say?
Shout out to our listeners in Romania.
Romania.
But not the gypsies.
But not them. Yes. And we are heard, in case you were unaware of this, coast to coast, right? In the United States.
And around the globe.
And around the globe.
Specifically Romania.
And other places, too.
Free Romania from the gypsies.
I wonder if we should get a free Romania shirt to offer our listener.
Maybe.
Okay. Sounds good. So we're doing our top Karen videos, Kyle videos, and... So the one we're going to play first is this. She's a UPS Karen, and she's coming to pick up a package, and she's very upset. And apparently it's in a UPS that's like in the bottom level of a residence or something, and she's losing her mind. So sit back and enjoy this one.
Shutting down my phone.
Man, we cannot help you until
this is a private residence, and actually I am restricting your recording, and so therefore you are not allowed to do this.
I am actually.
This is nobody's residence.
This is nobody's residence.
It isn't? Oh, apparently because I had three packages delivered here.
Where's your mask?
We will help you in just a minute, man. We just need
my mask? I'm not a conformer. Why are you wearing one?
Because I feel like...
Why are you wearing one?
Because I'm protecting everyone else.
I've already had COVID back on December 20th, 2019.
Wonderful. So she's already had COVID, so that excuses her from having to wear the mask.
The only thing I hear here, I'm a sovereign citizen. It's literally the only thing I hear here. You have no authority over me.
Right. And then all of a sudden, she can't carry or pass along the virus because she's already had it.
Oh, you're immune after the one thing.
Yeah, you're totally immune, and you can't pass it along.
Yeah, you get your shot of Regeneron.
She's so...
And then you go on national TV and go, I'm immune to COVID-19 now.
That's it.
Yep, we're done.
Did you see that lady in front of Congress trying to stick magnets to her arm?
Yeah.
And it's not a friend of mine and I laughed our asses off about that.
I bet you did.
It's funny stuff, dude. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right, so she ranks pretty low because she's just an idiot. She's not as extreme as some of the other ones. For me, right? That was the video I did. So that's why I did it first.
She's pretty dumb.
She's pretty very dumb. All right. What's your video?
All right. So we have a Canadian Trumper.
Uh-oh.
In a Johnny Bahama shirt.
Okay.
So hassling some biracial children.
Oh, okay.
In a parking lot.
We can take a car back ourselves. We're literally in the cold parking. Don't touch her. Let go of the cart, bro. Let go of the cart.
You got 2 minutes.
I don't give.
The PD right behind me.
Yeah, we saw them.
You better.
The PD, okay.
She just said that she'll walk it back. Like, what is your problem? $350. But she just said she's gonna walk it back, so I don't understand why he's putting his hands on.
Call the Whittier PD. We're gonna arrest some people here.
What?
591. Brooklyn, get your phone. You have your phone?
Yeah.
Go get your phone. Record this so I can call my dad.
Brooklyn, grab my phone so I can call my dad, bro.
Huh?
$350.
We're not going nowhere, though. Where are we going? We're literally in front of Kohl's right now.
You're not going Kohl's. You're screwing around.
And so am there.
Okay. We're in the Kohl's parking lot, though.
Call 911.
That's something to tie him up with.
Yeah. See?
Literally just messing around and he's pulling the cart from us saying we're stealing. Just watch out.
What's with the Ritter PD?
Watch out.
This is crazy.
I'm not going in the car.
Yeah, so we're calling the PD now.
Okay.
Calling the cops.
And what was this for? Because he's just, these kids are in a parking lot?
So you can't see the video, but these kids are in a parking lot pushing their cart of purchased items to their car.
Right.
And this guy is like, no, call the police. Calling the police now, and his wife gets out of the car, and she's hiding behind the door, and it almost looks like she pulled a firearm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they don't have guns in Canada.
No.
No, not any guns.
Well, they're in Florida.
Oh, I thought you said it was Canadian. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, it's just most ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
Shit.
All right, keep playing it.
It's done.
Oh, it's done.
That was it.
It was just a short one.
Yeah.
Yeah, people lose their freaking minds, dude, and they're insane. All right, let me get my video ready for you, okay?
All right.
So we're all right. Good, we're back. We got it. We had some issues, but due to my technical problem-solving skills, I fixed it. All right. So this Karen tried to buy something with a stolen credit card, and the guys locked the doors on her. Check this out.
Oh, please get me out of here, y'all. Please. Please. Hurry up and get me out of here, please.
How come every Karen's on the phone?
Because. With your Karen card, you get a bitch haircut. And the phone.
In the phone.
Yeah. They said the card is fake. And they got my ID and everything. He's serious. He said that card is fake.
I'm sorry. I meant witch haircut.
Police want to get you out of here, of course.
Please get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Crazy Richard's by the door. They not even let me through. They got my passport and everything.
Oh, her passport.
Please get me out of here.
Not at all.
Please hurry up and get me out of here.
Can't get on the plane.
I'm going to send you to the Geneva Convention to be put on trial for war crimes.
All right, so that was that one. She's just, apparently she called her dad, and she's just jumping around, being them to let her out, and she's, they weren't. They're not budging. Sorry, you're not leaving until the cops get here. And that's that.
Yeah, you're not. You're staying here.
No, you're not going anywhere.
No, but you are. You're staying right here.
Yeah. No, let me out of here now.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No, sorry. Nah. And it wasn't my best video. That was just... You know, I'm counting from the bottom up. It gets much gooder.
I'm sure it does.
Okay.
All right. So my next video is Walmart customer versus employee.
Oh, okay.
A Walmart employee is asking to see the receipt.
Mm.
Are you ready?
I am. Like they do at Costco, and like everybody
and Walmart
in. But Costco, nobody has a fit about it. But I've seen people fit.
They do it at Walmart.
At Walmart, yes.
Yeah, so check it out. Here we go.
All right.
Walmart employee versus customer.
I'm paying for this.
By the way, the Walmart employee is the one cursing.
So the very high-pitched screaming?
Yeah, is the Walmart employee. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The lady shows her receipt and says, I pay for this. And the lady fucking lost it, man.
Oh, my God, dude. These people. They are so funny, man. I just don't get why or how you
What do you mean, these people? Walmart employees?
No, these people on the video.
Oh, yeah.
Dork. All right. So here's the next one that I've got.
All right.
This guy. So this Karen gets her husband involved, right?
Nice.
So you know you're a true Karen when you've got a recruit
posse.
Right. So here it goes.
What kind of business you got here?
I have work right down the road. I just can't park on the street. I'm waiting for the homeowners.
You need to go wherever you're supposed to be and park.
Sir, if there's a
problem. Off of this street. It's not a public street.
Then call
and
the police.
I appreciate you not talking to my wife like you talked
yeah,
to her.
She
call
rude,
the police!
You're from Texas, you me as
this,
well.
You take this truck and you go to wherever
showing
you're going
up your
to
ass.
Door, because this is private property.
Call the police then.
You got it.
So that was it. Short and sweet. But
yeah.
he didn't like the guy being parked right up on his yard street.
Get off my lawn.
Get off. All right. All right. Jason's got his video. All right, Jay.
All right. So this guy is a huge piece of human garbage.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful. Just
and so
just
it's wait. A Kevin video?
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah.
Kevin.
This guy. Dude, I want to find out where he lives and kick his ass.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
As a man, you need to hear this. Stop chasing women who have less value to offer you than you have to offer them. What do I mean? You are chasing a woman with a used vagina.
Did you hear that?
Mouth, friends that are bad influences, and a woman who herself, she has bad manners. Now, if she is coming with a used vagina, the least that she could offer you is respect, peace of mind, kind words.
What the hell is this?
And obedience to your word.
Dude, this guy is a piece of
garbage. Don't feel bad when y'all hear me say things like a woman should be obedient because she obeys the law, doesn't she? So she can obey her man. But anyway, you are the one offering these women more value than they could possibly ever offer you. When are y'all gonna realize that y'all are the prize? Let them chase you.
Wow.
This is a commercial to be a lesbian.
Oh, like, my
straight
God,
up.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude, this guy's got severe psycho. I mean, he's a total narcissist.
Yeah.
You're like, no woman can bring value to a relationship.
If they're used up.
Yeah. Like, what it's been used. Like, well, yeah. Like, I've never been in a relationship where my partner's never had history.
Right.
You got to be fucking joking. If that's, you think that's attainable. And then to say, you know, you have to feed me, make me feel secure and good, and then obey my word.
What if
who
the woman,
are you?
What if the woman made a mistake and was with somebody and used the vagina during that relationship, and then it became abusive or the guy died?
Right.
Is that no longer a valid vagina to use?
No, because
I don't know.
He's saying that basically women who have had history bring no value to a relationship.
Right, I got
and
the message.
And you listen to everything that he says. I cannot believe that this person has the balls to put his toxic ass out there
right.
in the world and sit there with a straight goddamn face
yeah.
and go, yeah, so you got to use vagina. You got to listen to everything I say.
Dude.
Like, what the fuck?
Man? Oh, my God. That
guy
one
is just, like, disturbing.
That guy's nuts.
And he's got tons of videos where he's just sitting there spilling his thoughts about life. And I'm like, what if kids are listening to this?
I'm sure there are people out there that are listening to it.
And he's just like, yeah, so everything that I have to say is the gospel.
Is it?
He's just some jackass. I mean, he's probably broke, probably living off of some other person.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I was just like, holy crap, dude. I guess if you go to the gym and you're considered attractive by society, you can just sit around and just say any crazy thing that you want. And he's got thousands of followers. People be like,
well,
oh, yeah.
I would think that most of those followers follow because they want to hear how nuts this guy is. Right?
I hope so, but I don't believe in my heart that that's the case. I think people really buy into this. Have you not noticed the way our society is?
Well, some of it, yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, this is very entitled. This is very, like, just misogynist and, you know, like, I get that he might like feel really puny inside, need the empowerment,
right?
But goddamn,
wow,
just go to hell. This guy's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, he's. I wonder if it's because he has no money or just no self value, so he's just trying to make himself feel better. I don't know.
I don't care, honestly. I mean, it's stuff like this that really grinds my gears,
dude. That I know, that's crazy. That's dark. Nuts. It's a good video. I'm glad you shared that one because it's like, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that brings us to our quarterly hour break. We're going to take a quick ad from nwblends.com, our coffee sponsor. We appreciate those guys for doing what they do for us, and thank you. We'll be right back.
Show enough.
Hey, folks. Randy with The Great Podcast. Hey, I want to tell you about nwblends.com, coffee roasted when you order it. That's right. It's not roasted until you order it. Notice how it doesn't say coffee roasted weeks or months ago? Dare I say nay. This coffee is roasted when you order it so that you have the freshest coffee available to you today. It's fantastic. Check out any of the single origin coffees or the blended coffees for that great, rich, never bitter flavor from nwblends.com. Guys, as an added bonus, we're putting in a discount code. Use GREAT at the discount code at checkout and receive 15% off your order. You are absolutely going to love this coffee. It's the freshest, best coffee you can get today off the internet. You're absolutely going to love it. You're just gonna. That's all there is to it. nwblends.com. Check it out, guys. You're absolutely going to love it.